Priya chants and the sounding of traditional ram's horns fill the air in the town of Uman, in central Ukraine, as thousands of pilgrims join an annual gathering to mark the Jewish New Year, despite the war against Russia. Uman, 200 kilometers south of the Ukrainian capital Kyiv, is transformed for the celebration of Rosh Hashanah. The streets are plastered with signs in Hebrew for the pilgrims who come to pray at the tomb of Rabbi Nachman, the great-grandson of the founder of the Hasidic movement. Despite Ukrainian and Israeli diplomats warning of the security threat, officials told AP that 35,000 pilgrims made the journey to Uman this year, the same as in earlier years. Rabbi Moshe Reuven Azman, a leading figure in Ukraine's Jewish community, was one of those who urged international pilgrims not to visit Ukraine due to security concerns, but acknowledged that many would still make the trip regardless of the potential risks involved. "Every year, since Russia's full-scale invasion, I speak on Israeli television and radio, and I call on the Jewish pilgrims not to come to Ukraine. My primary concern is for the lives of people," he said. This year's pilgrimage comes at an increasingly volatile time in West Asia. Israel is now engaged in a multi-front war that includes the battles with Hamas in Gaza and Hezbollah in Lebanon, attacks from Iran and strikes inside Syria, plus ongoing confrontations with armed rebels in the West Bank and occasional attacks launched by Iranian-backed militants in Iraq and by the Houthis in Yemen.